Preparing for the worst. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the sound of people filling sandbags, getting ready for Hurricane Ian, on track to hit Cuba tomorrow and then somewhere along Florida's Gulf Coast later this week.
Storm surge, I think, is, you know, it kills more people. And when you have a Category 3, a major hurricane, with all of that water moving in towards the West Coast, that's going to be a big deal.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
We're in Tampa right now, moving to close schools so far this week. They're preparing to use more than 50 of their public school buildings to potentially become shelters if needed.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez.
And we're also seeing a lot of resources start to run out. We're talking water going fast, fuel running low in some areas.
Russia is calling it a terrorist act, a school shooting today in the city of Izhevsk. 13 people are dead, 7 of them students. Most of the 23 shot and wounded were also kids. The gunman is a graduate of that school and also killed himself. A plan to carry out a mass shooting busted up in Chico, California. A 37-year-old man in custody.
Authorities say he threatened to kill police officers and their family members and set a deadline for a large-scale shooting spree resembling the 2017 massacre in Las Vegas. 60 people were killed and more than 400 wounded when a gunman in a high-rise hotel committed the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Fox's Richard Jordan. Vice President Harris has gone to Japan for talks. Tomorrow she'll attend a funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was shot by an assassin in July. There's NFL news off the field first.
Work.
Rihanna confirms she will be the headline performer at the Super Bowl halftime show in February. Also, the Pro Bowl is being punted. The All-Star-like game will be replaced with a week of events and more than... America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Should a school shooter get a second chance? A parole board will consider that today in Kentucky.
Michael Carneal shot 8 people at Heath High School near Paducah, Kentucky back in 1997. 3 of those people were killed. At a recent hearing, Carneal told 2 parole board members that he does still hear voices as he did the day of the shooting, but he knows not to listen to them now. He said he's on 3 medications and if released would live with his parents, work in the service or fast food industry, and continue meeting with mental health professionals. One board member questioned why Carneal didn't write a letter to them on his own behalf. He said he believed those written by his family covered things. The parents of a 15-year-old girl who was killed said she didn't get a second chance and Carneal shouldn't either. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly, coming off another big sell-off last week, bringing the Dow down to its low for the year. It's not quite Armageddon or Deep Impact. Those were disaster movies with asteroids headed right for us. But NASA is trying to find out if it can save the planet someday, if that scenario is real.
There is no asteroid about to hit Earth, but NASA wants to see if it could knock one away.
DART is the world's first planetary defense test mission.
Dr. Tarek Daly with Johns Hopkins is also a NASA scientist working on DART, or Double Asteroid Redirection Test. They're going to smack an asteroid with a spacecraft to see if they can change its orbit, and you'll be able to watch.
So the camera on the spacecraft will be streaming images back to Earth every second, and it's going to be streamed by NASA like a movie. You'll see the spacecraft come in and hit the asteroid.
NASA's website will have the image. The impact is scheduled for 7:14 Eastern time tonight. Eben Brown, Fox News.
We mentioned the NFL earlier. On the field, Philadelphia and Miami both won. They're the only teams 3-0 so far this season. Las Vegas, Antenna, and Houston lost. They're the only winless teams. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.